But just when they least expected it, Peter Pan arrived. Quick as a flash, he cut their sails to pieces and freed Wendy and her brothers. He stood in front of Captain Hook and challenged him.
James, you coward! Leave these children alone! Wasn't it me that you wanted? Are you ready to lose your other hand?
And so they began to fight. Suddenly, in the middle of the fight, everyone could hear a loud tick-tock coming from the sea, which they knew all too well. It was the crocodile. Captain Hook was so scared that he stumbled and fell into the water. The crocodile had thought Captain Hook's hand was so delicious that for many years he had wanted to eat up the rest of him. And they say that Captain Hook is still out there today, swimming along desperately, pursued by the tireless crocodile. That night, after dinner, Wendy went to speak to Peter Pan.
"Peter, my brothers and I want to go back home," she said sweetly.
"What? But the adult world is so boring,"
Peter replied, unable to understand.
"We miss our parents, Peter, and I'm sure they miss us too."
And so, the boy who didn't want to grow up took them back home and said goodbye.
"I'll still come to listen to your stories, Wendy. Don't ever grow up. And if you do, promise me that you'll never lose your imagination,"
he said, before flying out of the window.
"We promise!"
shouted Wendy and her brothers. It was an adventure they would never, ever forget. And they all lived happily ever after.